In 1970, one of three Philadelphians worked in manufacturing. Now, it's one in 10. That's a big reason why more than a quarter of Philadelphia residents live in poverty. In the 2016 presidential election, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump have made big promises to bring those good-paying manufacturing jobs back. WHYY's Katie Culinary looks at what that could mean for the poorest big city in America.
Whatever you guys do and girls, do not look at any of the blue light.
Inside the PTR Baylor factory in Philadelphia, plant manager Bob Walker is giving a tour to a group of middle schoolers. He walks them past a robot that's welding steel to make recycling and trash compactors for big box stores like Target and Walmart. Bright yellow sparks fly into the air as the robot arm works the metal.
This used to take us about 90 minutes to weld by hand. Now we're welding it in 27.
Walker's worked here for almost 30 years, since he was fresh out of high school. In that time, he says the company has grown from 40 employees to more than 140. And that hasn't happened in spite of automation like the robot. Walker says it's happened because of it.
For example, a Walmart machine used to take us 50 hours to build it. We automated it. We gave the guys some jib cranes, some tooling, and we were able to get that machine down to 38 hours. With that combination, we were able to discount the baler so we can actually get the work. Once we got the work, it was such a large amount of work, we had to hire people. I mean, I just got out of a meeting last night. They want me to hire 10 more men because of all the work.
While manufacturing production is on the rise in Philadelphia and across the country, the number of workers needed to make things has dropped significantly. The city says more than three-quarters of manufacturers in Philadelphia have fewer than 20 employees. That's what makes PTR Baylor so unusual.
I think we're a dinosaur here. We're heavy manufacturing, and there's not a lot of these companies left in the city.
Walker won't say who he's supporting for president, but he likes the idea of the government pressuring manufacturers that have moved their operations overseas. That's something both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump have proposed to create new jobs.
My economic agenda can be summed up in three such beautiful words: jobs, jobs, jobs.
We are going to have the biggest job creation program that we've had in our country since World War II.
Clinton has promised new investments in manufacturing, infrastructure, and clean energy, while Trump is vowing to lure companies back to American soil with tax cuts and scaled-back government regulations. But if these companies did come back to Philadelphia, would they bring the kind of jobs the more than 400,000 residents living in poverty could fill? Tim Steyer would know. He's a job counselor at the Philadelphia Unemployment Project and helps about 400 people a year look for work. Many of them don't have college degrees, and they're frustrated.
I call them the leftovers. People say, I worked all my life. I worked in a factory, but I'm 55 years old, and all I have is a high school diploma, and nobody wants to hire me.
Steyer says the problem is not that there aren't enough jobs available or that people don't have the aptitude. The problem is they don't have the training they need, especially as jobs require higher technical skills. But Steyer is optimistic. He tells me about a guy named Leonard, who's currently enrolled in a math refresher course so he can get a job in the energy industry in Marcus Hook.
So we're saying, okay, maybe he doesn't have all the skill sets, but we'll train him and get him ready for the job.
When it comes to the presidential race, Steyer thinks Clinton has been clearer about what today's jobs demand and the kind of training workers need to fill them, while Trump is clinging to a past that won't return.
Before, well, it was more neck-down work, using your body and lifting and all. It's not like that no more. A lot of it's more neck-up stuff, where you got another candidate says, yeah, we're going to put picks and hammers in your hand again. Who makes them? Who makes the picks and the hammers?
Steyer says that's something his clients also have to come to terms with. Avery Siplin recently stopped by the jobs club Steyer hosts every Tuesday. It's like a group therapy session for people struggling to find work. For more than 20 years, he was a welder for the Bud Company, which made roofs, doors, and fenders for Ford, Chrysler, and other automakers in North Philadelphia. He made good money there.
You could come right off the street, like, didn't know nothing. It started off with $14 an hour. Then like, after a couple of years, you know, you up to $16, $17 an hour.
But in 2002, the Bud Company closed down its Philadelphia factory, leaving 600 workers out of a job, including Siplin. While searching for work, the 67-year-old says he has a lot of time to watch the presidential campaign on TV. When he hears Clinton and Trump talk about jobs, he's skeptical.
Yeah, they don't talk nothing specific how they're going to get these jobs, you know, because all the jobs. And that's another thing.
After the Bud Company closed down in Philadelphia, it consolidated operations in Detroit. Then it opened a new plant in Mexico. Siplin thinks if companies can continue to get cheaper labor in other countries, there's nothing a president can do to change that, even a President Trump.
Yeah, I don't see how you're going to do that, how you're going to threaten them.
Siplin has accepted that he won't find a job like his old one. Those days are over, he says. Katie Culinary, WHYY News.